Sure. Sure.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Mm-hmm. It is 9 o'clock, and that means news with the lovely Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Got a good sense, no?
Good.
All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Turn it up, Jerry.
Turn the mic up a little.
Sure.
Thank you, Jerry.
He's got a little tape of me going, sure, that he's been playing. It really tickles him.
All right. Here we go.
Well, Oprah Winfrey is getting her own TV network. It will debut next year in the nearly 70 million homes with cable and satellite as part of a deal announced Tuesday with Discovery Communications. And we have audio of Oprah as she made the big announcement on her show this week. O31,
Oprah getting a television network?
No, didn't she?
Whole network.
Didn't she give everybody in the audience a network? You get a network. You get a network.
This woman.
I'm here to announce.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm sorry, guys.
Brian.
I'm sorry. I didn't even know. I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry.
All right, we'll move on. What's the next?
No.
I think it's worth a listen.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry. Oh, F you, Randy. I said I'm sorry, so go F yourself.
It's like sure. Opening for George Carlin doing George's act.
No, it's not. I didn't know their act.
I'm here to announce the Oprah TV Network! And you get a network, and you get a network, and you get a network, and you get a new car, and you get a dolphin, and you get a network, and you get a network!
Everybody gets a network!
See, right, she added dolphins and cars, and yeah, no, funny.
I love this bra.
I know. I'm sorry if I did present kind of an obstacle there, and I'm sorry.
Boring.
Quite it's all right.
Just that I think, you know, automatically I think Oprah, boom, I think.
Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, well, of course. Well, a telephone company cut off an FBI international wiretap after the agency failed to pay its bill on time, according to a U.S. government audit released today. And stopping at nothing to reclaim their money, the collection agency took matters into their own hands. And we have audio of a recent phone call placed by the collection agency in an attempt to get their money back.
Trying to get money from the federal government?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
B-53, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm calling to speak to the man of the house, please.
Yeah, this is the man of the house. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, sir. Is this Mr. Bush?
Who's calling, please?
Sir, this is Greta from the CCA Collection Agency. Greta. You have an outstanding FBI wiretap bill.
Oh, well, I don't understand why you people call during dinner time. I'm sitting here with my wife and two daughters trying to enjoy some dinner, and you guys are always calling. Last time you called me Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning and woke me up.
Well, sir, I apologize about that, but these bills are not going to pay themselves. Now, when is a good time to call you?
Well, a good time to call me would be, why don't you call me about 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow?
All right.
I'll be at Camp David.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
Nothing. About 2 o'clock tomorrow will be a good time. And if you don't get me tomorrow, call me the day after at about 12 noon.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, sir.
I'm sorry, my 2-week trip to Europe.
I'm sorry, sir. One more time?
What?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I look forward to talking to you at those times. God bless, and God bless America. We got to pay our bills. I got to get back to dinner. Bye-bye.
We got war going on there.
There he goes. Yes, we're a nation at war, and he's trying to have dinner with his family, and these damn telemarketers, but collection agencies are calling.
Nobody's immune, man. They got his cell phone number.
Yeah, they called. Yeah, he sounded like, A, he had a cold.
Yes.
And B, he was on a cell phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, pharmaceutical company Pfizer has hired one of KLSX's very own to be the new voice of the newly revamped Viagra campaign.
Oh, boy.
And we have a clip from the very first commercial of the series, J65.
All right, so somebody here at the station?
Yes, has been given the pleasure of being the new voice of Viagra.
Wow. Wonder who that is. They didn't even call me.
Yeah, I didn't.
They should have called you. You use it, right?
Well, no,
you have to have it?
No. No, Tim, I don't have to have it. Sometimes for fun, recreational use, I'll take a Viagra or a Levitra. Never have had.
Do you ever take it alone, like you're going to spend the night at home, but you really want to hit it?
No, that's very depressing. I wouldn't do that.
I know somebody who used to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I know the person?
Yeah. I'll tell you who it is.
Oh, no, you're going to write it down?
I'll write it down. All right, here it is. This person at the station who's going to be doing the new Viagra ads.
Are you suffering from erectile dysfunction? There's nothing more embarrassing in the world than when a man can't perform in bed. Hey, it's John from the John and Jeff Show, and if you need a performance boost in the bedroom, you should take Viagra. Viagra is a little blue pill that you ingest that increases blood flow to your problem area and keeps you ready to go for hours.
Viagra.
You shouldn't take Viagra if you have a heart condition. And possible side effects of Viagra are night sweats and insomnia. If you're suffering from erectile dysfunction, ask your doctor about Viagra today. Viagra. It's like Viagra for your brain.
Oh, there you go.
Did he have a stroke at some point before recording that?
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, it sounds like he maybe had a minor stroke. That, you know, some people will have them and they'll work all day. They'll have a stroke and they'll stay at the office all day.
I sort of empathize with them. There are certain words that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, well, according
I don't do well with.
According to the spots we play of him on this particular segment of the show, there are a lot of words.
Get out of here.
Well, I'm
all
just
right,
saying.
Anything else in the news, Robin?
Whirl, chile,
insomnia.
That's three. Is Viagra one of them?
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes. Finally, the latest rumor of pop singer Britney Spears is that she is converting to Islam and moving to Pakistan with her companion Adnan Galib.
Good.
And we have exclusive audio from inside the pop princess's house as she hurried to pack for her one-way flight to Pakistan. S-65.
S-65, man. Here we go.
Just gotta make sure I have everything packed, okay? Because that is your job. That is what you're getting paid for, y'all.
Yes, Brittany.
Okay, so how many bindis am I bringing?
You bring in four.
Okay, I have the red, blue, green. Okay, and how many saris?
You got two of them. The red and the white.
The red and the, what about the pink one, y'all?
Okay, well, go get the pink one.
Okay, go get the pink one. Okay, I have the four bindis, the three saris. I have my hijab. How many rupees am I bringing? What does that translate to in American dollars, y'all?
That's 3 million rupees per dollar.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll take like 14 zillion rupees. Is that enough?
That'll be plenty, Brittany.
Okay, and then I got the Gagra chulis for the kids. Oh, they're going to look so cute. Oh my God, Spencer. Oh my God, where are the kids? Spencer, where are the kids, y'all?
That reminds me, Brittany, it's time to take your meds.
Ah, they're with Kevin Federline, man.
Well, you know what is amazing to me? Honest to God, of all of the places, of all of the regions, of all of the nations that you could pick in 2008 to move to,
that ain't one of them.
Pakistan is perhaps the most unstable, dangerous place to move to of all of the places in the world.
Yeah, you probably make a case for that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right. Robin in the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Everybody knows this guy, Kevin Federline. How are you, man? Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too,
Kevin Federline.
Look at you. Robin, sorry about that with the
Oprah
bit. Sorry, baby.
Yeah, just comedy killer, man.
Well, no, I didn't mean to. I mean,
I know.
You know, I would never do that on purpose.
All right, something interesting happened during the last commercial break here that's going to make Brian and Jerry very uncomfortable, and I apologize to them in the beginning here and may have to apologize during this and maybe shortly after. But I think it's worth talking about on the air. And we won't mention the young lady's name.
No, we won't mention any names.
Okay. But Jerry Wischowski met a young lady about...
Correction. We all met.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. I met two.
Oh, you met two?
At that event?
What event? Was it the off-road event?
No.
What event was it?
Believe it was Knott's.
Knott's Scary Farm? Was that the event, Jerry? Knott's Scary Farm? Jerry's nodding his head. If everyone is watching the show instead of listening, he's nodding.
Right. I'm trying to get my headphones.
He's affirming by a yes, but he's nodding.
Yes,
yes,
I met
yes,
two.
Yes, yes,
yes. I met two.
All right.
Sure.
All right. So you guys both met this girl at the same time.
Yeah, I met this chick.
No, I'd known her before.
Oh, how?
Like Camacho's, I think.
Did you invite her to Not Scary Farm?
Yes.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Oh.
But she and I had a brief conversation.
How old is this woman?
She never told me that she had met Jerry before, so she didn't like shoo me away or say I'm with Jerry. So I, you know, during a commercial break or whatever, just had a brief conversation.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Like 27, I think.
Yeah.
27.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, I think she might be younger
28,
than that.
Maybe.
All right. And by the way, I believe that she is taller than the two of you, right?
Definitely taller than Jerry, but then again, you know, who's not? Johnny Grant was taller than Jerry. May he rest in peace.
I think he still is.
I don't know if she's taller than me or not. She might be.
Hmm? She is.
She is. Okay. All right. She's she Cheers. Seems like a very conservative girl, but then Jerry brought her to the Christmas party, and she really opened up and sang a lot of karaoke and really went nuts. I was very impressed with her. So Jerry met her at Camacho's. When we had that big celebration with everybody on the stage at the same time, there was Tom Likas, Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci,
Camacho's,
Teresa Strasser.
By the way, Jerry, you're a liar because Camacho's came after.
No,
Nuts.
Camacho's
was
before.
Oh, it didn't,
before.
Dude. I know where I met her.
Yeah, Camacho's was in October. It was October 14th.
And then Knott's was very soon after that.
Knott's was like a week later.
Okay, yeah. All right, fine.
All right, so we go to Knott's, and Jerry invites her to Knott's Scary Farm and hitting it off with her. It looked like...
not really.
Well, it looked like they were getting along pretty good.
They're not.
And then Brian was talking, hitting on Jerry's chick.
No, stop it. Stop it. Either I'll tell the story and I'll tell it accurately, or you'll tell the
Wait,
story.
Is that not true, though?
No, it's not Jerry's chick, because here's the deal, Tim.
He brought her to the event.
Listen to me, Tim. Listen to me. A couple of years ago...
Sure.
I met a chick. I think she called the station or whatever. Jerry Wachowski then began communicating with this chick. Actually, this happened two times now. Jerry Wachowski then, because, you know, we put him on hold, you know, to get the phone number.
Right.
And Jerry takes their number and right. begins surreptitiously a...
you're working.
Right. I mean, because obviously, like, the chick calls to talk to me, so I go, oh, hold on, baby, let me get your number. Jerry then, like a weasel, off the air, takes the number and then gets his own thing going with her. All right. So long story short, Jerry says to me about a year and a half ago, hey, Whitman, this chick, I won't mention her name, I really, really like her. Would you mind if I just kind of, like, you know, went for it? I said, oh, no, Jerry, that's totally cool. I said, good luck, man. I said, did you bang her? He's like, no. He said, but I think I can. And I said, oh, no, dude, go for it. I pat him on the back. I said, I'm out. I won't call her. I won't MySpace. I won't email. Nothing. I'm totally out. Go for it. So I did that. Jerry has not to this day, and that was a year and a half ago, had any physical contact with this chick at all, so, which means I gave up a chance. Let me just
Are you back to MySpacing her?
No. I'm a man of my word. I backed off. But Jerry has done nothing. So, same thing happens with this chick who we meet at Camacho's or we meet at Knott's, okay?
He met at Camacho's and you met at Knott's.
Right, but I had a conversation with her. She's a nice chick. I went into Jerry's control room tonight. Let's say blank, because we're not going to use her name. I said, Jerry, have you had sex with blank?
Let's give her a name. So
let's call her Jessica.
Let's call her Mike. Let's call her Mike.
No, let's call her Jessica.
Because that's what Brian called her.
Let's call her Steve.
No, I got her name wrong because I confused her with somebody. I said...
So you wanted to hit on Steve.
Stop it, Tim. Right. Do you want to hear the story or
yes.
not?
Yes.
I said, Jerry, did you have sex with Jessica?
No.
I said, no. I said, did you get anything? Did you get anything going?
No.
I said, did you make out with her?
No.
Did you put the moves on her?
No.
And what's your move, by the way?
I then said to him, excuse me, I'm almost done.
You roof him?
That's the best chance he's got.
That's usually what I do.
Liquor and roofies.
I then said to him, Tim, Jerry, it's been 90 days. Give me her number.
I didn't know I was on the clock.
Wow.
Well, Jerry, 90 days and you haven't even tongue-kissed her.
Well, Christ, Brian, I haven't hung out with her that much.
Jerry, it's 90 days.
And I don't, Brian, I'm not...
It's 90 days.
But, dude, it's like taking money from a homeless guy.
No, dude, I've done this two times in the past with him.
This is totally different.
And
I met this chicken person.
Shut up. And both times in the past that I've done this for him, Tim, both times in the past? He hasn't.
There's only one time in the past.
He hasn't gotten two. He hasn't gotten anything going. So,
yeah, but dude, don't you understand? It's like taking, you know, hump cream away from the, you know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No, it's not, because I've made available to Jerry in other ways certain things. That's all I'm going to say. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so you can give me the effing number. It's been 90 days.
I'll give it to you.
You don't have it.
Wait a minute, dude. Are you indoor?
Of course I have it.
Are you indoor, Jerry?
Yes, we were actually supposed to go to a movie on this weekend.
Okay.
Not anymore. Now it's Brian.
Now Brian's going with her, though.
90 days, Tim. Tim, it's 90 days.
Dude, there shouldn't be a statute of limitations on it.
Brian, there's been a lot of scheduling. But I don't live very close to this chick.
But when it's happened two times before, when it's happened just like this, almost exactly like this, two times before, and he has gotten nothing done with either chick two times before. This is now the third time, and I've given him 90 days.
In my defense, the other chick actually turned out to be somebody who doesn't really do that kind of stuff.
Well, but apparently not what I heard.
Jerry, can you get this woman on the line?
It's not what I heard.
I want to talk to her.
Are you for real?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Will she come on with us?
I'll call her right now.
Call her and see if she'll come on. But
I don't know why. And of course, this segment is going to be made to make me look like the idiot. But all I'm saying is the audience should know what I've done for Jerry. I've done some nice things for Jerry. And this is the third time this has happened.
Wait,
with
I know one time it happened, but I don't know the
and
second
I backed
time.
Off. Remember, I backed off?
I remember the first time.
And I was totally cool.
Right.
I backed off totally.
And that was actually a chick you guys met at the same time.
And I backed off totally. And I said, Jerry, go for it. And what did Jerry get done?
Nothing.
Jerry got nothing done. Okay, Tim, then it happened, my brother.
I don't remember it happening the second time.
Well, I'm telling you it did.
I'm sure it did. I just don't remember it. Okay. I like to know where it was.
All right. It happened a second time.
Where?
With a chick who called the show. It happened a second time.
And he went out with her?
With the number. You know, with the number. Hold on, baby. Let me get your number. Then he gets the number.
And then, I see. Okay.
And then like a little weasel starts calling. So that's the second time. Did he get anything going?
I don't know.
No, he didn't. I backed off totally.
Okay.
This is the third time. It's been 90 days. I think I could call
it. Actually got a pretty good friendship going with that one chick, but, I mean, it didn't work out way.
Is this chick home?
Yeah. I'm having Gina call her right now.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. We'll put her on the air and see if hey, Gina, we're going to call this chick? You got it? Okay.
No, it's not that I'm all I'm saying is Jerry's the kind of guy, and every guy knows a guy like this. And by the way, I'm not a guy who at all tries to, like, you know, C-block his buddies or anything like that.
I totally will vouch for that Brian is the guy that will back off. But I think you've been pushed to your limit.
You saw me do it.
I've seen you do it once.
Not only will I back off, but I'll also facilitate, don't I, Jerry?
All right.
Yes, you facilitated. You've been nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, Jerry Wyschowski met a chick at Camacho's. Invited her to Not Scary Farm.
Where I met her.
He has not had any physical contact with her, so now Brian wants the phone number to step in and take a shot.
Because it's been more than 90 days, and this has happened two times before.
The question for the audience, is there a statute of limitations on it? And if so, what is that number? Is it 90 days?
3 months?
Is it 400 days? Is it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it never? What is the statute of limitations where you can then start going after one of your buddy's chicks?
And when you answer this question, and Tim will give you the phone number in just a second, I want you guys to understand. Excuse me. I want you guys to understand. I'm sick. I want you to understand. Jerry has done nothing with the chick. He hasn't made out with the chick. He hasn't fooled around with the chick. If he said to me, oh, yeah, well, I've made out with her, I'd go, oh, okay, you've got some progress. I'd totally back off. He doesn't even have that going
for
him.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of it. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Debbie, you there?
Yes.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if you're listening to the station, but there's two guys arguing over you.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
All right, hold on 1 sec, all right, baby?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. This could be interesting. Let's see who this chick goes for. Either Jerry Wyschowski or Brian Whitman.
I don't think we should. I don't know that it's like that. By the way, she knows. Let me just say this. She knows Jerry much better than she knows me because Jerry's been calling her probably incessantly.
Jerry's been talking with her a long
time. I haven't called her incessantly. We communicate often.
Right, well, I'll help you two out.
But Jerry gets.
I always do. May the best man win.
No, Brian. It's not an even competition because Jerry has a relationship with her. All I'm asking for is her number to call her.
She's a friend of mine.
Okay, if she's a friend of yours, then I can call her.
We got to take a break.
Is she a girlfriend of yours?
She's not a girlfriend.
Right. Then why can't I call her?
I don't care if you call her.
I've given you 90 days, Jerry. I've given you more than 90 days. And this exact same thing has happened two times before. And you know what, Tim? I gave up the first time.
How do you take a bone away from a hungry dog?
The first time, Tim, because we're both single dudes. Tim, the first time I gave up a real decent piece of ass because Jerry wanted to pursue it.
Who are you talking about?
You know, and I'm not saying.
You also met her at Knott's, too.
I'm not saying.
I know who that is.
Yeah, okay.
And then you took her to a Christmas party or something, Jerry. Pig. All right, I'll get to the bottom of this. These two guys are going after the same chick. And again, I got to step in and solve the situation.
I'm just saying, Your Honor, 90 days, Your Honor.
All right.
And there's been no progress on the physical front.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, we'll talk to Debbie and see if she's interested in Brian or Jerry Wyschowski. It would be very uncomfortable for somebody. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Brian Whitman and Jerry Wyschowski are going after the same chick. Jerry's had his opportunity for the last 90 days, and now Brian wants to take a shot.
I have not voiced even a desire, but what happened is I saw this chick, and we had a brief conversation at Knott's.
Chemistry?
We're calling her Debbie, since that's her name.
Yeah.
And, no, I don't know about chemistry. I just saw her, and I thought, oh, she's attractive, and she was, like, into the show. But I noticed that Jerry was gravitating toward her. So I decided, without Jerry having to say anything, that I was just going to sit it out. Oh, so Jerry's, let Jerry work on it. You know, let's see if Jerry can get something going. Now, this has happened two times in the past, two separate times in the past. Jerry has come to me and said, hey, Whitman, do me a favor, can you back off because I really kind of like this chick. He sent me a long email once. I really like this chick. So I do the right thing. I do the buddy thing. I back off. I let Jerry go for it. In both of those occasions, he didn't get anything done. This is now the third occasion. I went into his studio a few minutes ago. I said, Jerry, how long ago did you meet Debbie? I said, 90 days, right? It's been 90 days. He said, yeah. I said, is she your girlfriend? Have you slept with her?
No.
Have you made out with her?
No.
I said, all right, give me her phone number. You're out. 90 days. You couldn't get it done.
But Jerry's like the tortoise and the hare. Jerry's like a turtle. He moves slowly, but he always wins, man. He always gets that tail.
No, he doesn't. He never does. In my experience, he never does.
Let's talk to the woman.
And I just want to say this just for the one time I backed off.
Sure.
The one time I backed off. I gave up a really, really nice piece of ass because Jerry said he wanted to try to see if
he could get
a friendship going.
Debbie, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Nice to hear your voice, little buddy. How old are you?
27 years old.
You look younger than 27, Debbie.
That's what everybody tells me.
And you really came out of your shell at that Christmas party. You were dancing and karaokeing and all kinds of stuff.
I had so much fun.
And you put a couple of drinks in you, man. You go nuts.
I know.
All right. So crazy. How tall are you?
5'8".
So you're about mm-hmm. Brian's height.
Yes, that's what I am, 5'8".
And you've been out with Jerry how many times, and where has he taken you?
I went to Knott's Dairy Farm.
That's a station event, so that's not a date.
Okay.
where has he...
You went to the Christmas party.
Where has he spent money to take you?
He hasn't spent any money on me.
Well, he listens to Likas all afternoon.
I know.
That's right. Right, you are.
Maybe he'll take you to the Hawaiian Gardens. You can watch him play 2-4.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait for that one.
All right, baby. So from what Brian has said, that he's given Jerry a long enough period of time to ace you.
And I wasn't even saying anything. Just in my mind, I was watching the clock.
You were counting.
Now we have to ask you before the change of the guard here. What is your attraction to Jerry Wyszowski? Will it ever happen, do you think, that could be a relationship?
I don't know yet. We haven't really gotten to, like, hang out too much. But he sends me text messages all the time. I talk to him a lot. He's really funny.
Nice guy. Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, she and I...
I think he's growing a goatee just for you. Debbie, I guess you're into that.
Oh, I know. He sent me a picture of that, yeah.
Debbie, you remember you and I had very, 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 very brief conversation because Tim and I were doing the show at Knott's.
Uh-huh.
We really don't know each other. Debbie and I really don't know each other.
I know. All I can say...
I'm flattered, though, that you've been thinking about me for 90 days.
Oh, well, more than thinking about you. And I've been watching the clock because I've been thinking to myself, is Jerry going to do this again where he's going to have a great opportunity, he's going to blow it, and it's 90 days? Debbie, let me ask you. It's 90 days. Should Jerry feel free to slide your phone number over this way after 90 days?
I don't know.
Well, let me. And by the way, the two of you are very lucky and very fortunate.
Thank you.
That I'm not a single man because this would have been a done deal. You guys both would have been going out to the movies
with each other.
Yeah. Debbie and I would have been in Vegas together.
Not even a question.
Yes. You got it, baby. All right. So Brian Whitman is now interested in the big handoff.
Well, I've expressed an inclination.
Jerry has the football. Brian is the fullback, and he's running up to Jerry.
Jerry's had the ball for 90 days.
Should Jerry then hand the football to Brian Whitman?
And see if what? I can take the line?
Like Jerry's so funny, and like he's a real smooth talker. But then Brian's got the $100,000 car. So,
by the way, sweetheart, if you think I have to tell you something, honey, if you think that Jerry is funny, and you think Jerry's a smooth talker,
wait till you go out with the Fonz.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm a professional at this, honey.
Yeah, I have to say I was very disappointed that you weren't at the Christmas party.
Huh? Yeah, they around here, and this is only a technical term, but Brian is known as the Big Fonz.
Were you really looking forward to seeing me at the Christmas party, Debbie?
Yeah, no, I was hoping that you were going to be there.
All right. Now, if you were to have to pick one of the two, like this is the dating game.
Well, but she doesn't even know me yet.
But let's get to the bottom of this. She knows enough about two of you. She's been listening to the show. And she's been to the Christmas party here at the station.
Which now I wish I was there. I would have had an opportunity to have a little patter with her. A little
yes, you would have.
Yeah,
you'd also seen her drunk and singing, and she was a hit. And all right, so Debbie, let's say Brian and Jerry both ask you to a supper, all right? They want to treat...
Supper? What is this, 1950? Supper.
They want to treat you.
Oh, you
to
are funny.
They want to treat you to a nice supper. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the first time you've heard me do a joke, Debbie.
First time I heard it.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. And you have an opportunity to just go out with one of them to a dinner.
We need you to choose. Right. We need you to choose.
I have to choose one.
Yes.
It's like Sophie's Choice. But I would expect that she would choose Jerry because, again, she knows Jerry.
Let's let her choose.
Well, yeah, I don't know because I don't know Brian.
Debbie?
Huh?
A or B, apples, oranges, Jerry or Brian?
That's unfair.
Yeah, because they're not even comparable.
I think you should ask the question this way. I think you should, in fairness to me, Tim, I think the question should be asked this way. Debbie, would it be appropriate or okay to begin a friendship, a conversation with me while you continue to talk to Jerry?
Oh, of course.
So having your phone number would be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
But having a conversation with Brian, let's say that would destroy your relationship with Jerry, would that be acceptable?
No.
Well, that
would that be a deal breaker for you, Brian?
Well, no, but I'll let Debbie finish her thought. I think it would be very foolish for Jerry to take such a position. I mean, they have a friendship. For Jerry to say to Debbie, if you even talk to Brian, I'll never talk to you again, would be childish, immature.
Oh, that's what Jerry has to do as a man, though.
No. As a man, Jerry's had 90 days to get something going with Debbie as a man. Has he spent a dime on you?
No.
Has he had any physical contact with you?
No.
And it's been more than 90 days. My case is dismissed. I can close the case.
And I've even been drunk with him.
Wow.
Right. Well, but you had to go home the next. You had to go home like later. You'd be early for work.
Jerry, you're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment, Jerry.
All right. Have you been back to Jerry's house?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, Jerry. By the way, you know we just BS everybody on the air here, but he's got a beautiful beach house down in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Sure. He's trying to get me to come over and play Naked Guitar Hero, though.
Oh yeah, but you know what? That's only a euphemism for what he wants to really play.
I wasn't picking up on that.
All right, so would you go to dinner with Jerry again?
She hasn't been to dinner with Jerry.
As a matter of fact, we're supposed to go to dinner in a movie on Saturday.
Oh, where? On the 100th day?
But, on the 100th day? Yeah, on the 100th day because...
Sweetie,
Jerry has... By the way, Debbie, Jerry has two, not one, but two melting pot gift certificates that he could treat you to a dinner.
Sweetheart.
Really? Sweetheart, I've never been there.
I would have had you at the Palm in a week.
Been fun.
And back at your place in a week and 2 hours?
No.
All right, Debbie. So you would go to dinner with Jerry, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you also feel comfortable going to dinner with Brian in the same week?
In the same week? Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Right, because technically we'd all just be friends because you and Jerry, after more than 90 days, are in truth nothing more than friends.
Exactly.
But you see it moving.
At the moment.
Do you see it moving in a different direction?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. No, you seem pretty vague here.
I'm not sure that Jerry wants that.
Oh, he definitely wants that.
Jerry, do you want that? It's been more than 90 days.
Well, I didn't know I was on a clock, first of all, but I guess if I'm on a clock, I'll say I'd like to hang out with her and see where it goes from there.
We've hung out for 90 days. You've been hanging.
Brian, we've only hung out a handful of times, and every time we've hung out, I've been around like a ton of guys.
Hey,
like,
Debbie. Oh, no.
That's my move.
How do you think he got my phone number in the first place?
All right, Debbie, we'd like to track your relationship with these two clowns and see who you end up with.
I'm very excited.
All right, you take care of yourself. We're going to send you a prize for coming on with
us. Just for putting up with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to...
Is the prize Jerry and Brian?
Yeah, it's a three-way.
Yeah.
Would you be into a three-way with the two of them?
I would not. I'll pass on that.
Debbie, would you be into that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd have to pass
on
that.
Wait a minute.
Jerry and Brian? Yeah.
Have you ever been with two guys?
Not all the way.
Right.
Whoa.
No. So Debbie,
you guys are both so out of your league, man. This
get
woman,
out of here.
This
you
woman
don't know
is
who you're dealing with here. Debbie, I'll be calling you, all right, sweetie?
Okay, I can't wait.
You take care. Hey, what is your MySpace in case people want to check you out?
Oh, I don't have a MySpace.
What, you have a Facebook?
No.
You have a...
I'm kind of lame like that.
Western Union...
Do you have a Trapper Keeper with scratch and sniff stickers on it?
No, I don't have that either.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Bye, Debbie.
All right, there she goes. All right, what is the statute of limitations where a guy can start moving in on another guy's chick?
Yeah, again, it's been two times already. This is the third time with Jerry.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. The lovely Debbie is being fought over by these two radio bulls.
No, I'm not fighting over her. My frustration is with Jerry. When Jerry says to me in an email, as he did last year, can you please, I know you're interested in this chick. I really feel a connection to her. Can you please back off?
Right.
And then I do.
You backed off.
I'm a buddy. I back off. And then he does it a second time.
Right.
And then this is
the third time.
Right. And he never gets anything going with his chick. If he was banging these chicks, I'd be happy
Brian,
for him.
Brian, do you think I would have got something going with the other chick if she was into that? Maybe I would have.
Yeah, but you can't
but
do
not
it.
Into that.
So guess what?
You wouldn't have been able to either.
Guess what, Jerry?
Can't you? Your dad's in the liquor business. Can't you get him like knocked out on liquor?
Jerry, here's what I'm saying to you, my friend. You're my buddy, and I love you. But I'm done. You know, not pursuing chicks for you because this is the third time,
hey, Brian,
and you can't get it done.
Here's what I have to say to you.
And I have facilitated.
All right.
I have facilitated.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, the facilitation I've done for him.
Sure. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Real quickly, what is the statute of limitations where a guy can go after another dude's chick?
Well, it's
and
not.
That's not even his chick. You're right.
And not
John
even
in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Sorry.
Fellas, how you doing?
Well, we only have 2 minutes here, dude. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Hey, just real quick, guys. You guys are the best studs on the radio. Let me tell you that.
Thank you, man.
Hey, no, real quick. No, Brian is completely right. Jerry's acting kind of like a douche. Uh-oh. Same thing happens with my friends. When we go out, I'm the one who goes out and talks to the girls. You know, nothing too sleazy. Just say, how you doing? I back up sometimes because these guys really aren't into the girls we talk to. And they end up doing nothing. Nothing at all.
Right, and you've backed off, and it's another thing when a guy, and I'm talking about Jerry, comes to you and asks you to back off, and then because you're a good buddy, you do back off, and he still gets nothing done.
Allie, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Is that me?
Yes.
First of all, I have to say, please stop saying 90 days because I'll kill myself if you don't. Secondly, if Jerry
you don't like the term. You don't like the term 90 days,
right? So if I say 90 days, do you promise to shoot yourself?
Oh my God! If I had a gun, I certainly would because you've said it like 500 times.
Well, it's important. 90 days. 90 days. Hang yourself. 90 days. 90 days.
All right. What do you got, Allie?
Jerry. Yeah. If you haven't gotten Allie. It by this time, it's Jerry, not please. Happening. You've moved into that friendship realm.
Thanks, Allie. By the way, every girl with the name Allie is a real bitch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I pride myself on my bitchiness. Thank you very much for recognizing that.
You also sound a little fat.
No.
I like you, Allie.
Sure.
Thank you. You're my favorite.
Yeah, baby. If I was single, I'd drive to Los Angeles. Where's Los Angeles? Where are you?
I'm in West Los Angeles.
Yeah. Hot chicks in West L.A.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
Hello, Tim Conway Jr. How are you?
Hey, how are you, dude?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you, Baldwin?
All right. Jeff and Camarillo, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, dude.
The statute of limitations is like 1.1 seconds.
David in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, Stud. I'd say you have to have 45 days. I mean, you know, he's going out of his way to do him a favor. And you know, with women, he would have buried it within a week.
That's true. Matt in Ontario, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's no statute of limitations, and there should be no email from Jerry to Brian asking her to back off. She's a thinking, feeling human being.
No, he asked me to back off.
Right.
I think that's what he meant.
If she likes Brian more than Jerry, she's going to decide that.
That's exactly right. They should both have
their chance. It's not like Jerry shouldn't be going up to her and going, oh, I feel a real connection with this chick. Will you back off? If she's already going to Brian, there's no connection there, Jerry. There's no connection. If she likes Brian more, if he's hitting on her, why the hell would you even want her?
Right. Yeah, you know what? I think that's a douchebag thing to do, is to email somebody and say, back off. I mean, that's odd. That's really weird.
That's what Jerry did, and I respected it.
That was with another chick, and that was a different situation. She's not even like that.
Back off, boogaloo. Is that what you write?
But now...
That's exactly what I wrote.
Back off, boogaloo.
That was the subject line of the email. But now, because Jerry did that once before, I figure, oh, okay, I'll give him 90 days. I'll give him 3 months with this chick. So I walked into the studio today. I said, hey, Jerry, you sleeping with that girl? He's like, no. I said, give me the number. It's been more than 90 days. You can't get it.
90 days. It's going to kill that chick.
Oh, that's right. Allie's
John in Long Beach, you're on the air.
I'd say the statute of limitations is one day.
Okay. Apollo, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Apollo.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes, guys. Now, she is already in the friendship zone. I agreed with Allie. She's perfect. She's right. It's impossible to do anything with this girl. Now,
for who? For Jerry, you mean it's impossible?
Yes, Jerry is totally in the friendship zone. Jerry is totally in the friendship zone.
Right.
I educate thousands of guys online on how to pick up chicks. He's totally in the friendship zone. She's not going to do anything. She's too shy and she's too trying to be nice. That's why she doesn't say she wants to go in and try out Brian. Of course she does want to try out Brian and see if Brian is going to be man enough and make the move on time.
Right. How about Brian spends a dime on her? She told us on the air, Jerry hasn't taken her. Now, Jerry's got plenty of money to play poker. He hasn't taken her one place or spent a dime on her.
Yes, and money has nothing to do with
you. You should take her out and get her chicken or something.
Move on time, the girls like it.
Hey, Apollo, are you an upright biped?
Pardon me? Tell me that again.
Are you an upright biped?
I don't understand that much because I was not born in here, guys.
Where were you born?
Well, I was born in Greece.
Greece, okay.
Do you stand on two legs, sir?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You're not on all fours, right?
Doing well.
All right, dude. All right, I'm glad you give great advice to guys online, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Daryl in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Yeah,
if Jerry wasn't such a C blocker, it would be no more than 3 dates.
Right. Right.
And how about Daryl? Are you up on twos?
Yep, I'm up on twos and only on fours when needed.
All right, get out of here, jackass. I just wonder if some of our audience is still on all fours.
Sometimes you wonder what they look like while they're calling.
Yeah, I wonder if they're like, you know, like dogs. They crawl to the phone with their four on all fours, then they sit back up on their back two legs and dial.
They dial with their big paws.
Yeah.
Hit buttons.
They dial the phone with their nose.
But it's hard if their paws are too big. They just slap at that phone, hit all sorts of buttons, all sorts of tones are going off.
Plus, they should be hibernating at this time. What is this, January?
Well, you know, they like to sleep. You know, if they have, there's another dog in the house. Usually they like to sleep together.
All right, we'll keep you updated on Jerry, the love triangle of Jerry Wischowski, Brian Whitman, and the lovely Debbie. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.